This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Two Colorado lawmakers played key roles in last night's dramatic House Speaker vote. Lauren Boebert was one of the final holdouts who had opposed Kevin McCarthy's bid for Speaker, but she finally changed her vote to present, helping him secure a majority. In a statement afterward, Boebert said McCarthy's opponents secured rule changes that will fundamentally change how Congress operates. Ken Buck had been in Colorado for a medical procedure, but returned to D.C. to vote for McCarthy. Mesa County has new power to penalize people who are living in RVs on public land, CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports the Mesa County commissioners have approved an ordinance that allows officials to create new rules and fines regarding illegal camping on public land. Between the county and the Bureau of Land Management, 14 RVs have been removed from public land in the area this year. The county's attorney says courts have found some camping bans across the U.S. to be unconstitutional, but he believes this one will avoid legal challenges. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver plans to issue another round of its popular e-bike vouchers. Demand for the discounts far exceeded expectations last year, quickly depleting its funding. The city will now issue a $300 rebate for all residents, but lower-income residents can still get a $1,200 discount. This is CPR News and KRCC.